I'm Rachel Otwell for NPR Illinois. Lisa Clemens Stott is the director of Downtown Springfield Incorporated. She joined me to talk about the holiday walks and the new initiative taking place during those, the holiday pop-up shops.
Main Street communities across the nation have been trying various pop-up ideas over the years to fill vacancies. It's kind of one of the tried and true activities that a downtown organization does. And a few years ago, DSI did a pop-up contest where they tried to match businesses and retailers, and it had some success. But we thought that the holiday season, which is the top shopping season for downtown, we are the perfect place to buy gifts and other seasonal type items. We have, you know, such unique gifts and special things that we're a great gift buying district, that coupled with the spirit of the holidays, where we're all trying to be a little kinder and work together a little bit harder, would be a great opportunity for property owners to be able to kind of give something back and try to match up some more pop-ups with their vacant spaces. So the property owners in most cases have been extremely generous where, you know, they're hardly charging any rent at all, or they're just charging utilities for the 5-week period of the holiday walks, you know, just to kind of get those vacancies activated again and to get people used to going in there.
And so obviously the issue of there being empty buildings downtown has been something people have been talking about for a while now. And it sounds like this initiative could eventually lead to some permanent new businesses coming downtown. And there's already one instance of that.
Yeah. So Springfield Vintage went by a slightly different name last year. They actually did a pop-up. They were a one business that took it upon themselves to do a holiday pop-up last year, showed that it could work, showed that it could be really successful. And so this year we were working with them on another pop-up location, and they've actually gone into the Bridge Jewelry Building, which is an iconic retail space on Fifth Street, and they have signed a several-year lease there. So there's been some great matchmaking that's already happened.
And so Milk and Honey is an example of a local business, obviously, mm-hmm. A new one, a grocer even, which is much needed downtown. Can you talk about just in general how things are as far as downtown businesses go and what you're hoping to keep pushing for in the future?
Overall, we as any downtown district has, we've had our ups and downs. It's always tough during an election year, because we do not see the state legislature in town as much as always, and also elections always make consumers kind of hold on to their money a little bit tighter, especially with the ups and downs of this year's presidential election. You know, there was a lot of questions. So, you know, we had a great start to the year. We've been down a little bit in the summer, but then we always pick back up again in the winter. And overall, we have actually seen 15 new businesses in the downtown district this year. We have sushi now. We have yoga. We have a small convenience mart. And then in addition to that, you know, we have this great business incubator, Innovate Springfield, that is downtown, and they are launching another 10 businesses in the next few years. So they're working with, you know, entrepreneurs there. So there's really a great spirit of kind of energy and entrepreneurship and creativity that's going on down here. We just need to capitalize on that and kind of keep building and work on some of the bigger issues, you know, like the vacancies, like the one-way streets, the parking, those type of issues. We just need to all kind of work together on those, and I think we're making a lot of good progress.